up, Chilies? I hope you're having a great week. We have a fun little shiver for you. We got some spooky stories. Melissa's back. It is a dang blast. So give it a listen.
You're listening to Real Chills with Meg Getz. Real scary, real silly, real stories. Hey everybody, welcome to Real Chills Shiver. So you know what that means. We have Melissa Lawson with us. Melissa,
Hello.
how are you feeling, Melissa? I keep asking her. This is why I wanted to start recording, because I wanted to ask on air, when is your due date?
Monday, the 11th.
Monday. Oh my God.
Like what, 4 days? Oh, I guess
holy crap. Are you freaking out?
Yeah. Huh?
Are you freaking out?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I keep like telling myself, like I go back and forth, like I'm like, oh, she's gonna come soon, and then some days I'm like, she's gonna be 3 weeks late, I'm gonna be
She's
pregnant
never.
forever.
Babies can do that. What is the latest a baby's ever been born? Do you
No,
know that?
I don't know. I mean, the doctor's office won't really let you go past like a week past your due
Oh,
date. Then they
thank
want to, like, you
God.
know, induce you
Thank
and stuff.
God.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. But I
Hopefully
don't know.
sooner
I
than
feel like
that.
back in old times, like they, like before they could
Toughed it
induce,
out.
I'm sure there were like big babies that came late.
That's even worse because they're bigger.
Well, that's why they do, because they're like, we don't want the baby to just keep growing
To
and growing
hurt
in
you.
there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that. And I'm grateful for modern medicine. Thank you, modern
Yep.
medicine. So I actually have a question about this. So I've never been pregnant, obviously. And I don't know, you doing your journey, it makes me think of like what it would be like to be pregnant. And you don't have to answer this question, but was it awesome to not get periods for 9 months? Like, was it fun, or does
Yes.
it still suck because you're pregnant? Do you know what I mean? Like, does it even out, or is it just amazing?
I think over the entire course of the pregnancy, it evens out. But like,
Got it.
definitely for like a lot of it, the benefits of not having a period outweighed the negative side effects of being pregnant. It just
Was
depends.
like,
Like now, it's hard to answer now because now I'm like uncomfortable and really large and like fancy for it to be done. So now I'm like, I would take a period in a heartbeat. But like during most of it, like, oh, it was nice not to have to worry about it.
yeah, I was like, damn, that must be great. But I was also like, women's bodies find ways to torture us no matter what part of life we're in, I feel
Although
like.
it's also
So
like,
I
you
was,
know how like the symptoms of getting your period or like your period coming are often the
yes.
same as like pregnancy. Like I do also feel like I went through my you know, like I was very predictable when I got my period. Like I would have 2 days where I was like exhausted, and then I'd have like 2 days of like high energy, and then like I get my period. Like, and I feel like that happened just over the scale of months instead of like
Damn.
days.
That's so
So,
wild. That is
yeah.
so weird. The miracle
Yeah.
of
And like
childbirth.
last night I cried because I wanted mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Did you get
But
it?
no.
What?
I was like, I shouldn't go get ice cream right now.
What? Oh my
We had other stuff
God.
in the fridge, and then I got over it in like 5 minutes and was like,
But you're
that
just
was
like a little
ridiculous.
hormonal.
Yeah,
Oh,
but
see, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be like, Dan, you have to go get ice cream right now because it's the only
was
time you
literally like
can.
by the time I even like got Frank like downstairs and was like, okay, like I need ice cream, I was like over it. But
Yeah, that's
it was like
hilarious.
a surge of hormones that were like,
There's so many
you need mint
emotions.
chocolate chip right now.
That's so funny. Hormones are
Yeah.
so weird too. Like the way
They
they
are
like mess
so
with you,
weird.
it's like
Yeah.
incredible. But
Yeah.
soon, dude, I can't wait
I
to
know.
have a drink with you. We don't have to do anything, but like it'll probably be
Yeah.
for a while too, I assume. But I'm
Oh.
down the days with big
I'm
X's.
very excited for a mimosa.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be awesome. Oh my
That I'm
God.
like, and honestly, I'm so excited for a hoagie.
I know you were talking about that. It's so funny. It's the things you don't realize you're gonna miss that you miss the most, I
Yeah.
feel like.
Yeah.
Hoagies. mimosas, seeing your feet.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, thank you for the baby update. I've been like thinking about you, and I'm just like, oh my God. This is a
Yeah.
weird comparison. And I've already told you this before, but I always think about it, comparing it to when you did Thon. So like for
Oh,
listeners,
yeah.
at Penn State, we have a dance marathon, and literally they dance for what, 72 hours? What is it?
46.
46.
Yeah.
The entire time they're on their feet, the entire time.
Yeah.
And it, to me, and listen, it's for pediatric cancer. It's an amazing cause. But the dancing part itself is so crazy to me. I'm like, we are literally like killing people. Like
Yeah.
they're like taking people out on stretchers and stuff. But
Yeah, like
Melissa,
one of our friends had to go to the hospital
he
and be
wouldn't
put on an
leave.
IV. Yeah.
That's the other thing, is like people are like, I'm not leaving. Like, this is a great honor. And I'm like, just go home. Like,
Yeah.
you're exhausted. People are holding you up. Yeah, they like carried him out. But like, Melissa, you were great. Like,
Thank you.
you did not seem tired or worn down. Like, I could tell you were getting a little like antsy by the end, but like literally,
Yeah.
like, I could not believe how well you did. And I like thought you would do well, but you just like, you didn't even seem fazed by it. And that's
Yeah.
what I feel like your pregnancy has been like. You have not once, at least to me, I'm sure you complained a little bit to Frank, but like, you've not once been
Yeah.
like, this is rough, or like, I don't recommend this, or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, maybe you aren't the best person to give me advice. I need someone who's like a real bitch about
I
stuff. Like a real,
yeah.
like, you know, like I can't, because that's, but someone told me the other day that the people who say they don't, they're scared, have the best pregnancy. So I'm hoping that's true.
I'm sure. I feel like it's
Yeah.
like a little bit genetic, because like my mom, like I was talking to her about it, and she said, like with the three of us, like me and my siblings, like she had relatively easy pregnancies as well. So I wonder if there's just something, like I didn't throw up
Interesting.
once.
Yeah, that's
Like
amazing. Yeah.
yeah, like my swelling, like I know a lot of people like feet swell and hands swell. Like I didn't have any
And
of that
your face
either.
doesn't look different either.
Thanks.
Like, your nose has always been that big. No, I'm
Yeah.
just kidding.
It's funny. I went to my sister's 30th birthday party was this past
Yeah, happy
weekend.
birthday, Tyler. Woo!
Yay. And everyone was like, damn girl, how are you here?
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's like Thon. You're just like a
Yeah.
superhuman. I'm
Yeah.
not, listen, you're not seeing me. If we're in the month, I'm a firm believer that I'm allowed to hermit hole
Oh,
nest
for sure.
for the last month of
For sure.
whatever it
If
is.
anyone wants to see you, they have to come to you.
I have another question, and then we do need to get
Yeah.
onto the parents
Yes.
list. I'm sorry, listeners. I hope there's a lot of women
This is
listening
a
and men. This
pregnancy
is good for you
podcast.
too. Yeah. Because maybe this is helpful for you. Did you feel the months you were pregnant were the right months to have been pregnant, or would you suggest like getting pregnant a different? I mean, it's 9 out of 12, so it's
Yeah.
most of them. But did you feel
No,
like it
but
was? No.
I
Okay.
was very happy with the months I was pregnant.
Okay.
And yes, while it is like 9 out of 12, there is a big difference between like being heavily pre like if I was this pregnant and it was August, I would be 10 times more miserable than I am right now.
Oh, that's
Like it's
so smart.
so like yeah, you might be pregnant over the summer, but if you're like in the early, like that's fine. But
I
like if
didn't even
I
think
would
about
have to
that.
deal with like humidity right now, like oh man, like no. But
You'd
that
be,
and I
yeah.
feel like I got lucky, so I was like 6 months, 7 months pregnant, like over the holidays. And that was really good timing too, because I wasn't like too miserable, but I had like a cute little holiday bump. You know what
Oh,
I mean? So I was able
yeah.
to be
Cute
like,
little
oh,
baby bump in front of
I'm
the
like a little
tree.
pregnant for the holidays, but like I'm not grumpy
Just a tad
yet, you know?
pregnant.
So yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh my God. Okay, noted. This is a good
So
time of
yeah.
year. And
I did think it worked out well.
I definitely don't want to be hot during the last months. That's so, because I can't do it now. So that's so freaking
Yeah.
true.
Like I'm
All
an
right.
August baby and I don't know. I was like, Mom, I don't know how you did that. Like,
Yeah,
yuck.
neither me and my sister are December, and my brothers are May.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
mom
And I
definitely
feel like
dodged a
it's
bullet.
good to give birth like now that the weather's getting a little nicer, so like hopefully I can like go outside and stuff. It's
Yeah,
not just
your
freezing
time with your
cold.
baby is gonna be
So
like yeah, taking her so out and it, stuff.
Ugh. Yeah. So I'm pretty happy rules. With it.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, dude. I'm so excited.
Would recommend.
So, noted.
Go get,
okay.
Go get pregnant in June.
All right, I can't wait. It's on the calendar.
Get pregnant.
Everybody. Yeah. All right, so we should move on for the listeners who are like, yes. I didn't sign up for a stupid baby party. Like, not your baby. Just
I don't
want
to hear about her baby.
Yeah, this is so gross. Well, that's unfortunate because the theme is haunted nursery, so I'm so sorry.
That's amazing.
I know, I'm really excited. I have two stories for us. They're kind of longer though. And I found this one on Reddit and I think it's awesome. It's just called Haunted Baby's Room ? By user Pugalug14. And that is a spoiler.
Did you say it's Pugalug?
Pugalug, yeah, 14.
Oh my goodness.
They don't play a huge
you don't
role.
Know I have a pug.
Yeah, Melissa has a this is you from the future.
Yeah. Don't tell me that it's haunted.
I'm just kidding. I know. I feel so bad because I do this thing with guests where I always pick like their interests, and I feel like for you, every step of the way of your life changes. I'm like, why don't we talk about how it could be haunted?
Right.
Every single time. So I'm sorry for that. But anyway, you might want to sage your nursery before you bring the baby home.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. And feel free to interrupt me because this is like a lot.
Yeah.
All right. This is my first paranormal post, and I will preface by saying I'm not completely convinced of the paranormal, but something has definitely not seemed right in my house for years, and I don't know what to do. I love my home, and moving is not an option. A warning, this is a long story. We're cool with that. Let me begin by giving you a bit of background information. I live in a large home and have three kids. My now ex-husband and I built the home over 10 years ago from the ground up. An old house used to be on the lot, and we tore it down to build the new home.
Okay.
When we moved, which is interesting. So it's not like an
older
house.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no one lived in that house before.
But there was like a house on top of it.
A house. Yeah. Okay.
So that's kind of interesting. So when we moved in at the time, I only had one baby. I had decorated a bedroom as a nursery and there he stayed until I became pregnant with my second baby, Max. We then moved him into the bedroom down the hall, which we decorated to be a little less nursery-like and more little boy-like. I never had a good feeling about this end of the house and tried to make sure his room felt warm and cozy. Right outside the door of his room was a spot that always made me uneasy. For over 10 years, this spot has creeped me out for no reason.
Weird.
I think it's so funny where people are like, I don't believe in the paranormal, but my intuition is telling me this spot is bad and I'm just going to ignore it. like, do something. You know, like even when I don't fully believe, I'm still like, I don't want a bad vibe in my house. Like, I'm going to put a candle there. Or,
if I
like...
had a spot in my room that for 10 years, or a spot in my house for 10 years that freaked me out, I'd do something about it.
Yeah, do anything. Put a light in there. Or...
As you said, or plant or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets a lot less scary if there's, like, just a giant plant over there.
Right.
Like, all right. And then the plant dies and you're like, oh, no.
I was just going to say that. Anything you put, like, any plant you put there would die and then... be scarier.
You're like, the dolls just have like X's crossed out on their eyes next to you. You're like, all right, I was right. But then you know. Then you know the spot.
Confirmation.
Yeah, that's a big step. All right. So the first while went without an issue for my then 3-year-old, which surprised me as I expected some adjustment period, but all was good. After about the first month, around 3 a.m., I heard him scream in absolute terror over the baby monitor. It jolted me awake and I ran into his room. John was standing in his crib, pointing to the corner across the room, and he goes, "Pirate, mommy, pirate." He kept pointing. I looked in the dark corner, but didn't see anything. He
Ooh.
Kept pointing wide-eyed. I whisked him up and carried him to my bedroom. And so began the almost nightly occurrence of John coming to our bed at 3 a.m. Anytime John slept in his new room, he would wake up in terror. So I moved him back into the nursery with his baby brother. This arrangement worked out fine, and John's room sat empty at the end of the hall for years.
Ooh.
There's more, but Pirate, I think it's so funny, like, that kids, because, like, he doesn't know how to describe anything, you know what I mean? Like, he knows Pirate,
right?
But it's actually, can you imagine being dead, and you're actually, like, a suave, like, just, like, back in the day
just,
guy?
Like, Pirate.
And it's like, it's just because he has like an eye patch or something. He's like, hey, kid, that is offensive. I'm not a pirate.
Yeah. Or like even in like kids like shows and stuff, like pirates are like the bad guys.
That's
Sometimes,
so true,
you know,
too.
so there's that's just like a way of communicating like not good
Right.
man, you know.
Yeah. I did this to my parents. We've talked about it. Everyone on the show knows. I've told it a million times. I think it's so funny that every parent's like, they're like, well, I'm just going to pick them up for the night and then put them back the next day. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, we'll just, you know, try our best.
My little brother did that once in our basement.
What? What
But
did he do?
he asked who the man was.
Oh.
Or, yeah,
Oh,
like
this is your future.
we had a half finished basement and half unfinished. And like he
Damn.
pointed over towards like the unfinished half and was like, "Who's that man?" And he was like down there with my cousin, who was just like a couple years older. And my cousin just like bailed on him and like sprinted upstairs as fast as he could.
Wait, how old was he?
My brother
Your
was probably
brother.
like 3.
Oh my God. And your
And
cousin
my
left him
cousin
down
would have
there?
been like 11.
That's evil.
Yeah.
That's such a family story too. You're like, all right, see you never.
Yep. So, yeah, kids are terrifying.
I don't know. I go back and forth on wanting them to see things. I think it'd be really fun. Or you know what?
You want your kids to see
No.
things?
No. I take that back. I
Oh.
want them to remember their past lives. That's what I want. That
Okay.
shit is really cool to me. Because like I watched that
Yeah.
show that we've also talked about that has the worst name in all of show history, The Ghost Inside My Child.
Oh. That is a terrible name. Yikes.
There was someone I was talking about. I was like, yeah, it's hosted by Chris Hansen. And they were like, really? And I was like, no. I wish though. They should have. If they were smart at marketing, they would have. Anyway, I keep saying that my little brother's baby is a past life baby because he could hold his head up from like the time he was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like had always been able, and he like would just look around with his little newborn face and it was like, I'm like, he remembers.
My brother used to tell us about the things he did with his other dad.
Really? Oh my God, I'm so obsessed with that. Like what?
Like
Work in
we'd
the
be
coal
like, "Oh,
mines?
we're
I
going
would.
to the zoo." And he'd be like, "Oh, I like the zoo." And we'd be like, "You've never been to the zoo." And he'd be like, "Oh, I did it with my other dad."
Oh wow. Did I tell you the one thing I did that freaked my mom out? She was holding me and like rocking me like a little, I was like a little baby, but I guess I was like toddler because I was talking. And I reached up and I put my hand on her face and I said, "I used to rock you like this when you were little."
Oh God, that's terrifying.
He was like, "Okay, baby." I was such a little
I
freak.
feel like that's the other thing that's terrifying sometimes, like with my brother too, like he would say these things like so clear. Like I feel like that's the other thing that's terrifying. Like when kids say things like and they're not old enough to really be like that communicative, but then they come out with like a clear ass scary sentence.
Yeah, that's just like weird with like the kid's brain. Like it's like they like came online for a second. That's
And
scary.
then you're like, "What'd you say?" And they're like, "Well, nothing."
Nothing.
Like,
Yeah. No, you're so right. I never thought of that. The switch is like the worst part. Oh my God. Go back to being a baby, please. Okay. So we left off. He hates his room and it stayed empty. Then came a weekend when my husband and I were going for a weekend getaway and leaving the boys with my dad and his partner, Maria, an Indonesian woman who is quite religious. The first night after we were away, I called to check in. Maria got on the phone and whispered so my dad wouldn't hear her. She was hard to understand through her panic and her accent. To be honest, she said, "I woke up in the middle of the night because I heard talking down the hall outside John's old bedroom. It sounded like a man and a younger boy. I thought a TV was left on somewhere, so I got up to turn it off. I heard the talking coming from down the hall. I walked down. They started talking faster, more urgent, until I got to John's room. They didn't stop talking. They just started whispering." Ah. She was absolutely terrified. I could tell she was afraid to mention it to me because she didn't want to seem crazy, but found it necessary to tell me. She whispered because she couldn't explain this to my dad, who would not be pleased by such nonsense. So she'd been waiting for me to call. There's still more, but holy crap.
Oh, that's so scary.
Because, so, you never know if, like, ghosts are, like, an imprint or if they're interacting with the world around them currently, right. Like, the present. So this is so scary because they're seeing her and they're responding.
Right.
And they're whispering so she can't hear them.
Yeah. Right. That is different than like the, oh, a ghost is like a glitch that you're just seeing into the past or something.
Or even if they like can interact but don't, like they're just like singing a song or something and then they disappear. Like that's so terrifying, but not nearly as terrifying as like it seems like they're in the house right now and, with like, you.
Aware that she's coming.
Yeah.
And yeah, trying to hide.
Yeah, which is so weird because why would they hide from her? And a man and a little boy is so weird too. Like, because I don't think she said her son was in that room. So, like, what is the deal?
Yeah.
I always get bummed out because I don't think she talks about the history of the previous house.
Yeah.
And like, I always like, I'm so curious because like, there's nothing more exciting to me than like that confirmation where it's like there was a man and a boy who died there or something. Right. You know?
But, yeah.
But yeah. So the story continues. I hadn't told anyone about the hallway or John's room or anything. So her experience reinforced that I wasn't imagining something going on. Fast forward to 9 years later, my husband and I had divorced, not because of anything paranormal, but because of his secretary. Ha ha. Wow. That's like the ha ha is so funny to me. Because it's so cliche. That's definitely why she's like, ha ha. Because it's like, yeah, of course, it's the freaking secretary. That's so wild. I wish it was paranormal, honestly. Okay, and
did she say that?
She said that. She put in quotes, not that. Because of anything paranormal, but because of his secretary. Yeah. Okay, so I was now remarried to a great man. Things, yay, I'm rooting
yay.
For
yay.
Things had moved pretty quickly. My new husband moved in. I never told him or anyone else of what I felt in the house. We got a pug and a rescue dog. Aw, yours is a pug rescue. Yours is a combination.
Yeah.
Winston,
he's sitting here with me.
Is he hanging out? Oh my God, he should listen. This is about pugs.
Yeah, listen up, Winston.
You have to pay attention, Winston. You have to be the protector of the house.
Yeah. Oh man, if Winston is our only hope.
I can like picture his face right now, his little gray face.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, I need a bench to get on the couch. I'm not doing anything to help you. No, he's a hero. He can see stuff that we can't. That's what dogs do.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So often the dogs, were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, he has done this to me before where we'll be like sitting there or like laying in bed or something and he'll just like look up and then like bark. And I'm like, stop. Oh,
God, no.
Don't do that.
You're like that's so haunted.
Yeah.
Like you keep having like stories where I'm like, dang, that's really scary. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he could just be senile at this point. Like, don't do that. Thank you.
Yeah, he's probably seeing some, but he's scaring them away. So
I always tell myself he's hearing something outside or something.
Oh, yeah. That's a good.
Oh, no. Anyways.
Sometimes Darcy stares and I'm like, I'm just not even going to look over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Ugh. So they get a pug and a rescue.
And a rescue dog. Yeah.
Okay.
Often the dogs would sit in the foyer and stare intently into the dining room, then furiously start barking in unison.
That's when
they start at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta move, girl. She stayed for 10 years.
Dude,
she needs to
I get don't out. Care what my financial situation is. Like, I would move.
Yeah. I agree. Like, I don't have, like, if they're not nice, if it's ominous, I don't have the energy. Because, like, if I'm having a bad day, like, I feel like that'll only make them strong. You know what I mean? Like, I need a space that's either neutral or positive when I get home. Like, can't be having like, oh, I can't go into John's room tonight. I will cry till I'm dehydrated, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the dining room was below John's room on the first floor and was always another area I got goosebumps. Girl, get out of this house.
Get out of this house. Yeah.
But it is a large, beautiful room with a chandelier, fireplace, and long table for 12 people. Brag.
Whoa. Yeah. All right. So awesome.
We get it. All right. So more ghosts in that room, I guess. Okay. The dogs did this often, and it only happened when they were looking into the dining room. And the dogs never went in the dining room.
Yeah.
Except for the occasional time the pug took a crap under one of the chairs. LOL.
The dog would only go in there to poop.
This story is so much funnier than, like, I wasn't laughing this hard like when I read it at first, but having a scary ghost story like this and then just putting these little asides is so funny. Also, what little dog doesn't like to crap under the dining room chairs? My mom's dog, like, it, she does it all the time. Just for fun. Like, she'll have pooped outside and she'll be like, I saved
one. Oh, they're just brass.
For, yeah. It's always the dining room. Anyway, okay. Yeah, okay. So she said, I think it was an FU to whatever entity is in there.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And that's a very pug thing to do, too. Be like, fuck you, demons. I'm going to shit over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise the dogs just sat straight up side by side in the foyer staring into the dining room for the longest while until they would both start barking furiously at the same time. My new husband had a home office across the hall from the dining room. When I would come downstairs, every light was always turned on. I asked him why, and he said it was because he had this eerie feeling he was being watched from the dining room, and it unnerved him when the dogs sat and stared, so he kept the lights on. I got pregnant with my third child. John was now 10 and wanted his own room, so we had converted the guest room to be his bedroom because he refused to go into his old bedroom. Oh, Max stayed in the original nursery. What'd you say?
Oh my goodness.
I know. Where is this going? She's going to put the baby in that goddamn room. She's going to put the baby in the goddamn room. Yeah. Okay. Max stayed in the original nursery, and we were going to, use the room at the end of the hall for the baby. I told myself that I was silly. It would be fine. It was such a beautiful room, but I couldn't bring myself to have my newborn sleeping in there. We decorated it, especially for him, but nope, I couldn't bring myself to leave a newborn in the dark in this room. So he slept in our room in a bassinet and then a playpen for a full year. Surprisingly, oh, wow. That's a lot. That's exhausting.
That is a lot. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. A whole year.
This is another thing where I don't know baby stuff. Like, I just assumed they stayed in the room with you for a while.
It's usually like 4 to 6 months.
Oh, okay. And then they move, you move
and
them?
And then they go into the, yeah. Like, then they can go into their own crib.
Got it.
I mean, so some people, I guess, keep their kid longer, but.
But this seems like a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then surprisingly.
It seems like she's doing it because she's scared, not for any other reason.
You know, not for the baby.
She wanted him close. Yeah,
she definitely is. And I don't blame her. I feel like, because babies are so fragile, especially when they're new and they're little. Like, you, I don't know. I agree with her. You don't want any of that bad vibes on the baby. So surprisingly, my husband agreed. He said he felt it too and was hesitant to leave him in that room. I was relieved. I didn't seem crazy, but also felt more dread about my intuition being correct. She is like the husbands in murder movies.
Yeah.
Right? she doesn't die because she posted this Reddit, but like, she is just ignoring the shit out of every sign that there's like a haunting.
Yeah. And there's multiple other people who are agreeing with her.
Yeah. Lots of people and animals. And yes. Yeah. I almost said and babies, like they're not people. God, I keep showing my baby bias. I need to work on it. Eventually, though, but I do want to meet yours. Don't let this sway. I want to meet the baby as soon as you're ready. Just say the word. Eventually, though, it was time for the baby to have his own room. So we bit the bullet and moved the baby in there. We also hired a nanny to help out during the day. She was a sweet little Filipino woman.
Gonna see something,
dude. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting how other cultures are so much more connected to, like, it's just more accepted in their culture. So then it just becomes part of it, which is really interesting. Yeah. And they understand and listen to white people, we need to listen to our intuition a lot more. Yes. I feel like we've like completely cut that off. So I come home one afternoon to find a little glass statue of Jesus on the baby's bookshelf and a rosary pinned to the bulletin board in his room. I thank the nanny for the little gifts, but asked her what was behind them. It's for protection, ma'am. There's something very bad in that room.
Immediate move out. I mean, I would have been out before that, but like now again, confirmation too that it's not just like a presence, it's a bad presence.
That it's not you, first of all. That it's not in your brain. It's not that you've like created this space. Also, everyone is feeling this. Just leave. Or do, if you're not gonna leave, like do a saging or not saging, because that's not whatever. Smudging, I guess, is what they call it. Cleanse, have someone come, a priest maybe. You know what I mean?
All the religions come.
Yeah, every single religion. Hang every single like religious item, which would be great for a baby. Just like lots of religious stuff all over. So another person having experiencing. And then surprisingly, all went well, mostly with the baby sleeping. I had a very bright nightlight in the room and had the hall lit as well, which seemed to help. However, one night, a similar occurrence that had happened almost 10 years ago with my firstborn seemed to play out again. I woke up around 3 a.m. to my now 2-year-old baby letting out a shriek of terror. I ran into his room, and there he stood in his crib, pointing to the corner of the room that my other son had pointed to years ago. Clown, mommy, clown.
Clown? Pointing.
Yeah, so not a pirate this time, but his vocabulary is limited, given he's only 2. So, is this ghost, like, changing it up?
Maybe.
Is it, like, it? Is it, like, the it clown?
I was gonna say, or, like, the thing in Harry Potter that turns into your biggest fear. The Boggart or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my god, it could be one of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if I can't believe this is such a good story because it's a decade long. Like you're a young mom and you're raising your first child and they do this, and then 10 years later you have the same experience. That is absurd.
That is absurd.
Like it has to feel so crazy, right? Like
yeah,
this is happening again. Anyway, nuts. I managed to settle him down and he went back to sleep, but occasionally he'll wake up in the night and I hear him say go away in his little baby voice almost angrily. I don't see anything on the baby monitor, but it's positioned over his crib. It doesn't show anywhere else in the room.
Oh my god! She just
leave that baby. Yeah, she leaves him in there. That's what I don't get. Like my mom did the same thing with me. She was like, "All right, it's daytime now, so you got to go back in there and sleep." And I'm like, "All right, you're not a little bit worried about my soul?" But yeah. That's really sad. I'm like such a sucker. Like I know I'm gonna be a crazy mom because I'm a crazy person with a dog.
Yeah.
Like if I heard a little my little tiny baby being like, go away, I would be like, I'm in there. That's it. I'm sleeping in the horror room with this little, you know what I mean? Like I'd be sleeping in there. Not to like, I'm not trying to judge her parenting at all. I think for me, that would indicate a ghost because I'm a ghost person. But for her, that's just like, oh, he might be nightmare or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to cast judgment at all. Okay. We're almost done now. This was longer than I thought it was going to be. Other things that have happened over the years. The TV in the basement has turned on and off itself a few times. Volume full blast. No one uses the TV in the basement. The weird thing is I couldn't turn it off at first. The remote was not responding.
Ugh.
Classic. There's also a mirror we have in front hallway. I admit it's creepy in a way I didn't realize until now, until my now 2-year-old pointed it out. I may post a pic, which they didn't. They weren't able to upload it. Whenever my now 2-year-old sees it, he says, "Clown mommy, it's a very decorative mirror. No clowns or anything, but if you look at it, you may or may not see why it's creepy. It's antique. It's an antique that a designer picked out years ago." It could just be the mirror. Like, if she's had it for a while. I was gonna
say, yeah.
Because like, that could be like the portals. Object
in the house that's haunted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's an antique and you don't really like know where that came from. Yeah. Antiques are, I love thrift shopping, but like you got to be careful with antiques for sure.
Yep.
Especially mirrors. Oh my God. Don't buy antique mirrors
and boxes.
Yeah. Boxes. Like, they just hide in the box.
Like an antique box.
I know exactly when that has a key. Yeah. There's a reason that's locked.
Yeah. Yep.
And then she goes on, "Anyway, not sure what to do, if anything. Have tried sage. Okay. I say prayers, okay. And it seems to get better for a while, and then odd things start up again. I love my home, and I'm accustomed to the creepy areas. I just live with it. My two-year-old does love playing in his room during the day, but prefers to be downstairs in the playroom."
Ugh.
So, yeah. So that's the haunted nursery story. This lady is, like, very chill. Like, remarkably
she
chill.
She is very chill. Well, anyways, so that's my story. That's that.
Oh my god. I'm, like, reading through the comments here. And it's what they say. Okay, so someone tells a really graphic story. They're like, "Good story. Mild house was haunted by someone who killed herself." They're graphic about it. "We tore it down and rebuilt. I'm pretty sure she never left." And then the original poster said, "Now that sounds like a good story. One of the mediums I consulted told me that a spirit is attached to the land, not necessarily the house."
Oh, so she consulted with a medium.
Talked to a medium.
That's interesting.
And everyone in the comments are like, "Get rid of that mirror."
Yeah.
And she's like, I will. I wonder if she posted an update. I'm just going to look really fast. I'm not a good...
Yeah, look at her profile.
Let's see. She posts a lot. Jesus. Oh, I can see the... Wait, I'm going to send you a picture. I can see the pug and the dog. She posts pictures of the kid.
Well, the dog, even better.
Yeah, they're so cute. She got the pug when he was a baby. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I want to be this lady's friend. I'm, like, starting to really like her.
Do you know, like, where she is?
I have no idea.
No idea. She didn't say. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. She has another story that I want to tell that's not about nursery. Can I do it really fast?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's talking about how her house is scary and then her husband and her are convinced it's haunted. She doesn't feel unsafe, which debatable. They love Halloween. They decorate the house. They have a lot of scary decor. This lady is just, I feel like she's just a magnet for scary shit. Yeah. Right? Like, they do, a projector that projects zombies in the windows, caution tape, animatronics, things like that. They always get a lot of kids, but then a few years ago, there were kids going around stealing decorations. So she had a life-size clown, and she started bringing it inside at night so it wouldn't get stolen. And it used to have a pad that said,
Step here.
You already know where this is going.
I hate it.
He said no is so funny. I know. Can she just relax? No more spooky stuff in the spooky house, please. Yeah,
dude, if you already, like, that's spooky enough as is, but you have a spooky house, don't bring life-size clown statues into it.
She's just, like, asking the ghost to terrify her. She's like,
And, like, where do you think the ghost got the idea for the clown?
I know. It was probably this.
It was probably oh, that's really freaking creepy. I'm gonna be that form from now on.
I know. Or, like, I'm going to make this move. It's an animatronic, and I think ghosts are electricity. I don't have time to explain, but if it can move stuff, it's, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, winding up, over the years, the step pad got lost, so now it doesn't do any of that stuff, or at least it's not supposed to. One Saturday night, I bring in the creepy clown and set it by the door. My mother-in-law had the kids, so my husband and I were home alone. My husband and I were sleeping soundly until exactly 4 a.m., I was jolted awake by the sound of maniacal laughter coming from downstairs.
Shut up.
I knew immediately what it was and sat straight up and was like, nope. I started shaking my husband awake. Hell yeah. No way in hell would I go get that thing. She's right. You wake the husband up.
For sure.
absolutely. He's a very sound sleeper, so it's not an easy feat. The clown just started laughing, I said to him. Annoyed that I'd woken him up, still half asleep, my husband responds, calm down, it's just your imagination. And mid-sentence, the clown started laughing again, and he sits straight up. We sit in silence while we wait for the clown to finish laughing, and we're both just sitting there in silence. Holy shit. My husband is a big man, but even he was creeped out. We decided we had to check the house. There was nothing there. However, we did stop bringing the clown in. We kind of hoped it
Yeah,
would get
thank
stolen.
you.
It hasn't. My dog barks at it all the time.
Oh.
Love this lady. Oh my God. She's like wild. She's
She
like, let me
still
bring in a haunted
has
mirror
it.
and a haunted. Yeah. Can there be someone that's asking for it? Is that messed up to
I know,
say?
I am.
Like, if I really like her. I want to go to her house, dude, just to see it. She's going to be like, this is my haunted mirror, and this is my spooky clown, and this is, you know, and like an old wallet we found under the house. No big deal. It's fine. This is the skeleton we keep in the closet. Like, I don't know. I love
Here's
her.
our
Oh,
collection of horror movies we let our 2-year-old watch every night.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was fun, like a really fun story. I think she's
It
really
is.
fun.
Yeah.
And I just hope she's happy. If she wants to keep, it seems like she wants to keep
I
the
mean, she
ghosts.
doesn't seem like that bothered by it.
Not at all. Like,
she's definitely like, oh, that's creepy, but she's just like, okay.
She's talking like she's still not sure that it's haunted.
Yeah.
That's nuts. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
Like, I
People
was
believe what they
convinced
want to believe.
in paragraph 2.
I know. And there were like 20 more paragraphs after
Yeah.
that. So that's that story. Loved it.
Yeah, that's
This
a good
one is
one.
really short, so I'm glad that we got that other one. This one is just by Cambridgeshire Live, which is like some British place, and it's titled Prince Louis's Nursery at Kensington Palace was haunted by a child ghost from the 1700s.
Ooh.
And I love the thought of Kensington Palace just being like just crawling with ghosts, you know? All right. Prince Louis's former nursery was supposedly haunted by the ghost of a young child. Peter the Wild Boy was a real person from the 18th century who lived in the 4-year-old's bedroom at Kensington Palace, and they believe has never left. It's also, the palace has been home to several ghostly sightings and rumors. In the 1970s, Princess Margaret's housekeeper alleged that she saw a woman in Regency-style clothing in the apartment and that she'd heard a scream in the dead of night. That's so spooky. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Wait, but there's more about this. Okay. But yeah, so his former room should be haunted by Peter the Wild Boy, which is so interesting. Peter the Wild Boy was brought over from Hanover by King George in 1726. While in Germany, the king had heard rumors about a young boy who lived in the woods, walked on all fours, and couldn't speak. Once Peter was brought to Britain, the then Princess of Wales took great interest in his welfare, but any attempts to teach him to speak or write failed. It is now thought that the young boy was suffering from a very rare genetic disorder called Pitt-Hopkins syndrome. A portrait of Peter and the king still hangs at Kensington Palace. The boy is thought to have died at age 70 years old and is buried at St. Mary's Church.
70?
Isn't that weird? Yeah,
Oh,
they're
so he
saying
lived for a long
he
time.
lived, yeah. And then he, I guess now as a boy, haunts the palace. But can you imagine? So he had this syndrome, but like he walked on all fours and like didn't speak. Can you imagine how scary that would be as a ghost?
Oh my God, that's like The Grudge.
I know. And I'm sorry. I know he had like a condition and
yeah.
But at the same time, Jesus Christ, like being a kid and not understanding what's happening, like that's.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so nurseries can be haunted sometimes. I mean, is your house old or new?
Old.
I don't know.
It's pretty old. Well,
It
it's
is
like,
old.
what is it? Like 100 years old, I think.
Oh my God, Melissa, that's really old. That's older than I
Megan,
thought it was.
stop.
Dude, it's so haunted. No, I'm just kidding. It's definitely not. I've
Oh,
been
I'm not gonna
there.
sleep tonight now.
But at least you don't have bad vibe. Look, first of all, the nursery is adorable. You picked a cute color. Everything's
Thank
great.
you.
thank you.
I have not gotten any bad vibes in the house. So.
Yeah. You're not like that other lady. Ugh. What
I
a
would be
wild.
out immediately.
I wanted her to update, like, everything's fine, I moved. But no, instead she's like, I'm just bringing more and more horror and terror. And then when she dies, you know she's going to stay there. Like, she's never leaving that house.
Oh, like, you mean her ghost?
Yeah. I don't think she ever wants to leave. Like, she has some sort of attachment.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She's going to haunt her grandchildren there.
Oh my god, and then decades later,
that's what I'm saying, like, her
grandchildren
sons
are
gonna
point.
Take over the house and have kids there, and or she'll like protect her grandkids from
Holy
the
shit.
bad spirit.
That's, oh my god, that's so cool though. Oh my god,
yeah
she's gonna stay, and she's gonna be like, no, this is my house now, we can, like, you know, hash this out. That rules. I hope that happens in, like, decades. Like, she lives a long, happy life. And she gets a,
I hope she lives a long, creepy-ass time.
Full of spider webs and whatever else stuff she's interested in. Oh, my God. All right. Well, that's our show. This was so fun.
That was fun.
Normally, I ask, like, plugs. Is there anything, any advice you want to give to people, or favorite pregnancy snacks?
Oh
Any
man,
weird
that's
cravings yet?
tough. No weird cravings, just a lot of cheese.
Dude, I
Eating
love
lots of
cheese.
nachos.
That would be so me. That's me now.
No, I don't think I have anything, unfortunately. Oh man, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Oh my god, don't know. I did not prep you
Oh,
at
I'm just
all.
so excited that Shamrock Shakes are out towards the end of my pregnancy. So
That's
shout out to
hilarious.
Shamrock Shakes.
And a shamrock
That was,
shake.
speaking of, because you brought up Thon. When you dance in Thon, they give you like a wish, like that your moraler will like try to accomplish for you. And my wish was for a shamrock shake.
Oh my god, is that like a normal? I feel like that's such a like easy
It's,
one.
it was a very low key wish.
Yeah, what are the other wishes? Are they like way harder?
Like my dancing partner asked to meet Shane McGregor, like the quarterback of
Oh,
the
did
Penn
they pull
State
that off
football
for
team.
her?
They did. And
Melissa,
I was like,
you
I
wanted
want to
one
see
shamrock
this
shake. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh
I
my
couldn't think
god.
of anything. I was like,
No, I
fuck
get it.
it.
Cause you're like, what am I? Cause there's no one like that famous at. Like, I don't. I
No.
mean, I wouldn't care to. They were great, but I would not care to meet any of the Penn State football team. You know what
No.
I mean? Like, so other than that, I get it. I get what you're going
Yeah.
through.
Yeah. And I
Cool.
think at that point in my Penn State career, I was like, eh.
Yeah, I'm fine. We're good.
Food, I want food.
Mostly, I get that. Especially food is a real pick me up for me too. So I'm sure it like
Yeah.
helped a lot at the
Yeah.
time. Yeah, it was the right choice for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And because my dance partner requested it, I got to meet the quarterback of the football team. So
You got to meet him too.
I
That's
just
so
like
funny.
globbed on to her wish.
And she didn't get any of your shamrock shake, I'm assuming.
Hell no.
That sounds like a win-win to me. It sounds like you got two wishes for the price of one.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. For me, I have a show. I have Ghosted at the Velvet Whip on March 28th. You'll have a baby by then. Oh my
Have a baby by
God. Oh my God, so
then.
crazy. But yeah, that I guess that's it. That's all I'll plug for now.
Very
Thanks for listening.
nice.
Yeah, thanks for
Yeah,
being on the
thanks for
show.
having me.
Yay.
Find us all the places you get podcasts and subscribe.
Visit our website at realchillspodcast.com.
Follow us on Instagram at realchillspodcast.
Do you know someone who should be on Real Chills?
Is that person you?
Go to realchillspodcast.com/submit and tell us more.
Special thanks to Valerie DeMamber McShane.
Artwork by Libby Rundell.
Music by Sam Williamson.
Real Chills Podcast is produced by Meg Getz and Alyssa Truskowski.
This has been a presentation from the Wasted Robot Network. For more information and links to other shows, please visit www.wastedrobotrecords.com/podcasts.